Hi, Brian. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Not recognized. Please try again.
This is Nadine with Local Splash. Did I get you at a bad time? You're driving.
Oh, my Bluetooth is crazy. I think it's
help,
about
time. Correction, oh. And cancel are commands available.
Okay, should I give you a call back in a bit?
If you listen to what commands are available.
If you can bear with me for a few
available
seconds,
commands are.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Of course.
Help, to make phone calls, you must first set up the phone using the setup command while the vehicle is parked.
I think it's done.
Okay.
Sorry.
You know what's funny is my phone did that too a while back. For some reason, I don't know what was going on. It was acting crazy. I had to literally shut off my car and start it over.
Set up the phone using the setup command while the vehicle is parked.
I'm sorry?
Okay. Now it's done. Sorry.
You're like, now it's done.
Yeah, my truck was acting crazy, and every time we spoke, it was taking it as a voice prompt, saying that it didn't recognize it, so...
Oh, no. You know that those AI systems, let me tell you, even like when you're, when you're calling, like, I hate when I call, like, I need to talk to someone about something, and they got the AI system, and I'm like, and I'll say whatever it's saying to prompt or whatever, and it drives me crazy because it's like, I didn't recognize that. Or if my husband's saying something in the background, then I'm like, I tell him, please don't say anything because it's picking up your voice.
Yep. Well, this is just like that except where it's more old school. So after it tells you it can't do what it thinks you're asking it to do, it goes through a whole list of everything that it can do before it stops talking. And if you talk during that whole time, then it's
oh, my gosh.
Again. So we just went through it twice.
Oh, well, I hope you had a good weekend. Did you have a restful one?
Good.
Awesome. I saw your email when I came in because I actually stood kind of later that day. I'm surprised. I had just missed your email because I had just barely left. Well, logged off, should I say. So I just wanted to follow up with you because I know you mentioned, you know, about wanting to move forward, but did you have any, like, additional questions, anything that I could address?
No, not really. I mean, it's just one of those things where you have to take a leap and basically
And everything's pretty straightforward, yeah. And I'll tell you, Brian, you know, here with our process, right, we're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Whenever you have updates, questions, concerns, I mean, you reach out to us. That's what we're here for. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but you're going to, in fact, have a team dedicated to you. We want you to be successful with our program because, you know, that's also going to equal our success. And it's a month-to-month program. So, you know, trust me, we're going to make sure to retain you as long as we can because we don't even start seeing a profit until you've been with us at least, I would say, 4 months. So even if you canceled on us after 2 months, we're still losing money. So we got to ensure that you're getting the results. The email, you know, that I had emailed you to, is that typically the best email for you?
That's the one related to the business. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm saying because this is where we'll send your receipt and it's how we correspond with you as well. So I just want to make sure that it would be an email that you check frequently. Okay. And Brian, do you spell your name with the Y? B-R-Y-A-N?
Yeah.
Okay. And your last name, Brian? It's just for the account purpose here with us.
Hugh Bonham. Just like
okay. All right. Now, the phone number that should be listed for the business is this number that we're speaking on, the 615-403-8306?
It is.
Okay. Do you also, can you receive text messages on that phone number as well?
Yes.
Okay. Right now, you're going to get this other email from me. And it's going to say client dashboard analytics. And what that one gives you is just an overview of our client dashboard, our tracking and reporting system. So you're going to be able to track your results with us. You can see the Google Analytics, how many times you're coming up in the search results, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ads, how many calls you're getting, view your keywords, your profiles. And that's super important that you're not just taking our word for it. So I sent you an example of that. And then right now, while we're on the phone, I'm going to send you this text message. It's going to be our 877 number. Now, anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service phone number. I believe you're on Central Time, right, where you're at? I know depending on the area, sometimes it's Eastern, but you're actually 2 hours ahead of us. We're in California. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. So for you, it's 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. This text message that I'm sending you, Brian, I want you to please save that 877 number in your contacts under local splash so that way you never, ever lose our phone number. I'm also going to include your login credentials for your client dashboard as well so that way you already have it. Your username, it's always going to be your phone number without the dashes, okay? That's always going to be your username. Your password that's included in there, it's going to be one word, all lowercase, and it shows it as top social, one word, okay? So I put it in that text message. If you hear it beep that you got a text, I know you're driving, but if you can confirm at some point that you received it, that would be great.
I did.
Okay, perfect. Now, what I'm going to be doing with you right now is I'm just going to be verifying information because it's very important that you're listed correctly and, you know, that it's uniform. So I see that the business is listed as Elevation Builders. Is that how it should read or should is there anything missing from it?
It's the Elevation
with the LLC.
LLC, yeah.
Yes. Okay, I just want to make sure, yes, I just saw that right now, too, with the LLC on there. Okay, perfect. And then let's go back here. Okay, and I don't see the address showing on the Google Business Profile. And you set this up yourself, right, the Google Business Profile?
I did.
Good job. Good job that the address is hidden. Typically, I see people with their address showing. Okay, awesome. Okay. And then I know that you have your website, too, so we just want to make sure that that's always attached. I love the colors.
The colors and the logo were by design, but as you can tell from the website, it is not my strong point. I've heard a lot of feedback on it.
What feedback have you gotten on it?
It's difficulty in navigating and it seems just kind of not well.
Your website? So, like when I go to the part of where to look at your photos, right? Let me go back to it and I'll tell you. How do you feel about your website, if I could ask you? What are your thoughts on it?
Oh, I think it needs work. There's a lot
okay.
of stuff that I don't know.
Where did you purchase the domain? Do you mind if I ask?
I think I got it through LegalZoom.
Okay, so like when you get your LLC, I know there's some companies like when they're starting off their company, certain like when they're getting their LLC, there's like a certain program that'll give you like a free website, I believe.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to text you something and tell me what you think. Okay. We could include a website for you. It's not going to cost you additional. Okay. The websites that we build, they're Google compliant, they're mobile friendly, and we can upload videos. We do the whole biography about your company. We list your services. There's a gallery. We could add your reviews on there. We could set it up where they could book appointments with you through that site. They could chat with you live on that site. There's a lot that we can do with the website. And the website that we build has the automatic SEO settings that also help with your ranking. Okay. I'm going to send you this example just to kind of give you an idea of the layout. And what I love about our sites is that it'll adjust to the device that they're looking at it from, so it won't look distorted. Okay. What I see from your website, I mean, I don't want to say that it's hard to navigate through, but like, for example, when I go to the services part, the one that says the new home construction, it's a little bit hard to read, I believe, because the color of the font and the background are almost like the same color, right? And then I think maybe because people miss it, like, okay, so now when I'm in the services, right, for me to get back to, I would have to hit the back button to get back to your homepage. So I think that's what they're talking about is kind of hard. So if you're, if you like what our format is, we can rebuild the website for you. Again, it wouldn't be an additional cost or anything like that. But basically it's going to overwrite what you have if we're using your domain. How married are you to the domain that you have now?
Meaning that...
Like, do you purchase that? Did you purchase a domain, or was it given to you for free?
I purchased it.
Okay. So you ring, and it's by LegalZoom, you said?
I think I honestly don't remember. I'd have to go back and look.
Okay. I would just have to get clarification on that if we can still use your domain. I don't see there being a problem, but the team would let you know. Like, hey, we would have to get you a new domain. But I will tell you this. We wouldn't charge you for the domain. They would just get a new one. They would give you options. I mean, and it would depend on whether it was one that ended with .org or .com, you know, because they do try to find one that's closest to your business name. So just know that it's an option. If you want us to build you the new website, we can, and it won't cost you anything, okay? If we're not able to use the same domain that you have now, because we prefer to use yours, then just know that we would select one that's closest to your business name and give you that option, okay?
All right.
So it's something for you to keep in mind. I mean, I don't want to say that your website looks bad. I can see where they're saying a little hard to navigate because, like, when you click on the services, I have to hit the back button to get back to your homepage, right? And maybe because people aren't so much going to look at the very top to see, like, oh, because the font's smaller, maybe, and that's what's making it difficult for them. And then maybe because of the colors on that one section where it's kind of like the background and the font color are almost the same, so it's a little hard to read. Okay. And you got plenty of photos, right, of your work?
Yeah, I do. But that's another thing done it is that I need to have professional photos because very clearly from my pictures I am not a photographer either. And I do have a friend who is a photographer who has offered to help me do like a profile picture as well as she wants me to discount building her house, of course, but
Okay. Yeah, that would be good. I think it would be good to have some pictures of your content as well. Just because photos speak for themselves, you know what I mean? Listen, there's a lot of business owners out there. And don't be discouraged because you're not a photographer. A lot of us aren't. It's not our, like, specialty. But,
yeah.
Like, some of these pictures, they don't look bad, the ones that I'm looking at. I can see maybe the one that you're talking about, the shower, the angle of it, but it's giving them an idea of the work that you do, and it looks really good. Oh, my gosh, I love this bathroom, the one in the middle. Is that, like, something in the wall, like that shelving built into the wall?
Yeah, I think that is. I was trying to show the before and after on it. We did not change the footprint of the room, but we did change the location of a few things like the toilet and the door. And,
yeah. What a beautiful job.
Thank you.
This kitchen, too, looks so modernized. Wow, you do good work. You do this by yourself, Brian? Or do you have, like, a crew that helps you?
None of those are jobs that I personally did. I had years ago stuff that I did that are the same level. Those are all, I use subcontractors primarily so I can service more people.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I try to invest in business. So.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. Good job. Now, have you built the business Facebook page yet?
No.
Okay. But you do have a personal page, correct, at the very least?
I do.
Okay, so we'll build you the business Facebook page. It'll actually be created through your personal page. No one's going to see the personal page. It's just how they're all created so that you have access to it. Okay? Let me go here. All right, so I'm going to be going over the billing. Now, Brian, before we even process your payment, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a 90-second voice verification recording. It is for your protection. And what it does is it outlines our service agreement. It goes over the billing date, the amount. I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. I call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. All I'm going to ask from you is just make sure you call 3 business days before your billing is due. So that way you don't incur the charge and we simply part as friends. However, when I'm walking you through it, Brian, if there's anything that you don't understand, just do me a favor and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way you and I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay, I do want to put a security question as well on your account with us, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question? Your first pet's name?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be the hardest for somebody to
Okay. All right, and what was your first pet's name?
Nikki.
N-I-K-K-I?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the reason that I put the security question is, like, I want you to always get into the habit, Brian. Whenever we call you, always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time someone were to hang up on you, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. And that's why we do that. Okay. Now, I'm going to be turning on the recording. Remember, if there's anything that you don't understand, just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way we can review it and then rephrase it. Okay?
All right.
All right. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google. So please state the name of your business.
Elevation Builders, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Chibata, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it's very important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, in hiring local Splash as your certified, or actually, let me go back. On this part, this is why I'm always telling you, always ask what your security question is, only because you might get a call from a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to pay more than the $349 a month. And if at any time anyone ever tries to tell you that, be adamant about what's my security question. Do not give them any money. In fact, call us immediately to let us know that, so that we can also handle things on our back end, okay? So just be very careful is all I'm saying, all right? Now, Brian, in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just so you know what we're saying here, we're not saying you can't do other marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure it's not something that we're already including. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Sure.
All right. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 9th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $448. Now, Brian, this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means is that your second payment will be charged on January 9th, 2025, in the discounted amount of $349. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month in the on the ninth day in the discounted amount of $349. So you know every ninth, right? That's the only charge that it's going to be. There's no taxes or anything. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you that I asked you to save. That number is 877-635-6225. That number is the number that you'll call if you need to pause or cancel it. If you need to pause or cancel, all that we're going to ask from you is contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. And we simply part as friends. There is no cancellation fee. So you already know if I got to pause or cancel it, I got to at least call 3 business days before the 9th. Okay? So that way you don't get charged on that date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be updating the package. The card that you're putting on file, is that card in your name, Brian, the business name, or is it in both?
It is in my name.
Okay. How does your name read on the card?
Brian Shoebottom.
And what is the billing address for that card?
932 McMinnville Highway, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190.
37190. Got it. Okay. How's the weather right now over there?
It's 61 and overcast.
Oh, that's not too bad, right? Usually you guys are a lot colder, no?
It varies.
It varies.
Too and sunny all the time.
I know we've been really cold over here, like I would say like 59, and everybody laughs because for me that's freezing, and they're like, yeah, you know, when I'm talking to people back east, right, they're like, yeah, we would be wearing shorts and flip-flops in that kind of weather.
Yes,
yeah, right. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
4765-1620-2903-2534.
Expiration month and year?
0925.
And the CVV code on the back?
239.
How busy is your schedule today? Because I also want to look at the calendar to set up your client interview. What we typically do is we block out an hour, and it takes about 30 to 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer, by the way. They're basically going to go over the information that you and I went over. Okay, they're going to discuss with you about the Facebook ads. If you're wanting us to build a website, they're going to talk to you about that too. So they're going to go over way more in detail. I do want to make it, Brian, at a time that's going to be convenient for you. So do you think you might have some time to do this today, or do you want me to look at tomorrow's schedule?
I can probably do it 2 or 3 o'clock my time.
Okay, let me take a look at my calendar. So that would either be 12 or 1 for us. Let me see here. I might have a 2 o'clock. Give me 1 second. Let me just ask one person if I could squeeze you in for the 2 o'clock. It would be a 2 to 3. They're going to call you closer to 2 anyways. Let me see here. Good morning. You said 1 or 2 o'clock your time, right?
I said 2 or 3 my time.
2 or 3.
I can probably do earlier. I've got about 3 hours of driving.
Oh, my gosh, you're 14. Are you barely 35 minutes into driving? Oh my gosh,
yeah.
That's a long drive. Okay, so I actually have, no, I can probably get you to 3 o'clock if that's going to work better for you.
Yeah, that's 3 o'clock Central Time, correct?
Yes, which would be 1 o'clock my time, because I know for sure they don't have a 2 o'clock. I see a 1 to 2, and then I can probably get you better the 3 o'clock. Or let me just confirm with him. It would be more of like 3 to 4 is when they would call you between that hour. Are you usually coming home at that time? Hopefully. Probably been a long day for you already on a Monday.
Hopefully that will be a good time. As a contractor, you never know how your day is going to.
I know. You know what the trip is right now? They're doing construction where our church is getting a new building. But our pastor wants to do like all this, like it's kind of like the way it's set up. He's like bringing the floor down. It's like crazy, right? All this construction going on. And yesterday he announced like we've had some hiccups. And I told my husband, I think that's like, that comes with the territory, right? When you're doing all this like whole restoration and just moving things around, you don't know what's behind the walls, you know, what you're going to find, right? So it kind of delays things. And we're on a crunch time. They're trying to get it done. So we're having our first service on New Year's Day. I don't know how that's going to work out because you're talking, what, 3 weeks? So I don't know what kind of crew they have doing it. What was that?
I said I'm certain it'll be chaotic leading up to it.
Oh, I'm sure. Have you ever had events like that where you're like, oh, man, crunch time?
Oh, yeah, all the time. It's the daily.
Is it? Yeah. Like, and that's why when you said, you know, you just never know being a contractor, like, there's things that come up. He called it, well, we've had a couple little hiccups. So, In the meantime, while I'm waiting for them to respond to me, I'm going to start getting you through some of your notes, just so that my technician has an idea where to start from. Brian, when it comes to your services, what do you want to specifically be listed for to kind of give them that general idea? And then they're going to go over more of the keywords and search terms with you during the client interview. Like, do you want home renovations, kitchen and bathroom remodels, home remodeling? Like, what do you want me to specifically list?
Well, honestly, all of the above. New construction, commercial, residential.
Uh-huh, commercial and residential.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it because I do all of it. So,
okay.
Guess I would ask, you know, what gets the most results. I do a lot of remodels.
I'm trying to see. Let me go back to your website because I thought I saw some other things listed on there, too, that I was like, okay, I would like that. Let me go back. And I really like the name Elevation Builders. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, I wanted it to be a reflection of Christ, in all honesty, without trying to put out, you know, hey, I'm a Christian. I wanted it.
Yeah.
To speak.
That's what I figured. You know that because I'm a believer as well. So that's where I figured the name kind of came from. I think that's amazing. That I think we should always kind of like embed Christ, right, in anything that we do. Good job on that name. That's excellent. I'm putting home building as well on here too that I saw in there just because I want to kind of, yeah, when elevation and I just that I immediately, that's what I thought. So good job. Home addition is what I'm putting.
Okay.
I wanted to notate on there too. It's so interesting because every time when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, okay, Lord, bring someone my way, whatever it is, in whatever conversation I can have, even if it's just about you in 5 seconds, you know? So my pastor always says, you know, if you're talking with someone and you haven't mentioned, you know, if you haven't talked about the Lord, then there's something wrong with your conversation. I'm like, okay. So.
Yeah, he definitely has plenty of opportunities.
He does, right?
Spirit indwelling within us is a gift greater than most realize, so.
Amen to that. You know, and I'll tell you my, I don't know if I had mentioned to you, I don't think I did, but last week my husband was in the hospital for a few days. He does dialysis. And so, he had a little bit of a hiccup and, you know, the doctors were, because he had gone 4 days without having his dialysis and usually that's going to make them super sick. Like it's pretty dangerous when they don't have that because your toxins are building up. And the doctors kept saying, like, oh, we don't understand why his numbers are, like, good. Like, his numbers are great for being without it for 4 days. And they're like, we don't understand. Like, he has a little bit of kidney function. And I'm like, oh, well, you don't understand, but I know. Like,
yeah.
My God's a great God. Like, you know, and it's prayer. So I believe in the power of prayer, most definitely. But it was a pretty challenging week. My pastor was like, that's perfect time for him to speak his testimony. God has him there for a reason, you know?
I do, and that's what we're called to do as believers, is to give our personal testimony, because you can hand someone the Bible, you can point them to passages, and they can try to twist and refute that, but your own personal testimony is something that nobody can refute, and it's the most powerful way you can advocate for the Lord.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, it's funny because, you know, a lot of times you think, because we're still considered, like, I would say, you know, baby Christians still, right? I grew up Catholic, and so, but I get fed in a Christian church. I understand the word more, right? I was brought up more traditionally and you do this. Well, why do we do it? Well, you just do it, you know, and nothing against the Catholic Church. I mean, I feel like, you know, of course I know who my Savior, you know, I learned who my Savior was, but I just felt like extra things and I wasn't understanding. So, you know, yeah. My husband says, well, you know, I don't, you know, he's kind of gun shy, right? When it's like, well, you know, what do you say to people? Like, he doesn't want to get caught. And I go, well, that's why where our pastor says you continue to read your word. And you know what? It's not that you have to have this long, drawn out, like all these, like you don't have to be a theologian, right? To speak about, to like minister to anybody. It's just a simple conversation about what God has done in your life and how he's changed it. You know? And so it.
To be able to couple that with leading people to Christ, pointing them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Right now, my husband has a heart for the homeless, so we started. We're leaders in our outreach, so it's been good. It's been really good. You know, he's just like, I don't know why I feel like God's put in my heart that we need to reach the homeless. He's all, those are the ones that people don't want to talk to because they smell, because they're this, they're that, and I'm like, okay, well, if that's where he's leading you, then that's what we're gonna do. And our pastors are behind us 100%. They're amazing. Like, they're so supportive, and they're about reaching God's people, you know? So it's a smaller church. I like the intimacy. It's more intimate for me is what I like. I don't know about the big mega churches. I feel like I get lost.
So you're not attending John MacArthur's church there?
No. Nah. I go to a part of, and you might have heard of it, Praise Chapel. They're everywhere.
I have heard the name. I'm not familiar.
Yeah, it's, so Praise Chapel, they're like global, right? It's a lot of small churches everywhere. In fact, I can't remember if it's, I think it was Oklahoma or Kansas. Was it Oklahoma? I don't know. It was either Oklahoma or Kansas where our pastors came from. They picked up and they came out to California not even knowing, and they started a church in the heart of a very, in an area where it was very heavily gang affiliated, drug addiction. Like, I mean, they were in the heart of it. Very heavily populated with Hispanics. And I mean, I tell you, they just, that's where God planted them. And I mean, that church has grown. They're about reaching people, about saving lives, reaching people, building them, and then sending them out to reach others. So it's a really good church, really good church. Just their whole, you know, just wanting to reach God's people, right?
The very same thing in California. They came from Tennessee to California to do that.
Yeah? Wow.
They were at a church called the People's Church in Franklin, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Went out there. But same thing.
Yeah. I love worship. That's one of my favorite parts of service. I love worship. Well,
I also grew up Catholic. And
did you? So you're familiar then, you know?
I'm now at a non-denominational little country church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee called World Outreach Church.
Okay.
They stream on like TBN and some other channels. It's actually a pretty big church, in all honesty, but the pastor says, you know, he calls it a little country church.
Oh, how cute. That's awesome, though. You know, how did you feel about that? Like, I don't know. My mom was super upset. she had a fit, but she's come around more now because my pastor said.
I refuse to make my confirmation because I had some questions they were unwilling to answer, like why do we do our confession to a priest, why can't mm-hmm. we talk to God
directly,
why don't we read our Bibles, because I know they do now, but then it was not a thing. It was like a showpiece. I asked about the penance that you're giving being like how that works. As,
how do you know? Yeah. Just questions that you had.
Yeah, and they told me basically we just do and don't ask questions. So.
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit, I'll tell you. I know this because my niece did her confirmation and we were her sponsors. And it's more like I would say what they call charismatic now, which is kind of like Catholic, kind of taking on more of the Christianity more than anything. My aunt actually heard, I think it depends on the church too, like what Catholic church, because my niece, they're very different. They're like, I'm like, oh wow, they listen to the same worship music we're listening to at our church. So, you know, hopefully it's changing for the better, because at the end of the day, we want to end up all in the same place, right? Not be misled, you know?
Well,
Brian,
if you like worship music, I'm going to give you the name of a group that you can listen to.
Okay.
That you probably have not heard of. I would be surprised if you had, but it's a group that is made up of brothers from Samoa.
Okay.
And their name is the Katinas.
Katinas?
Yeah, Katinas.
Okay.
They have a really fantastic testimony, but they live in Brentwood, Tennessee, and they have a whole bunch of albums out, but it's all...
Really? I'm going to check them out. I'm going to look them up. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, I've never heard of them. I'm going to definitely check them out. Brian, on Facebook, are you listed just as Brian Shoebottom, or because I'm going to try to find your personal page so that way they know how to create the business one.
I am, but for some reason there are two Facebook pages
do you remember what your profile picture looks like? The one that you want us to... I actually found one. I don't know. This one... Is there a picture like of you and your son?
So that's the older one. I still... It still pops up on certain computers, but the one that, like, is on my phone and every other device...
Okay.
Has the picture of a chocolate beagle on it.
I think I found that one. Oh, what a pretty dog.
Both of those are mine.
Okay, so is this the one you want us to use to create your personal, to create the one for your business? Okay. No one's going to see your personal page, just so that you know. We just want to make sure that when we create it, you have access and ownership to it. Okay. And I would encourage you, I know it's tough sometimes because you're going from one job to the next. I would encourage you that when you complete a job, start attaching like a photo. Like put a photo of a job you completed and just say, you know, it's something simple. Even if you do it once a month. Okay, I encourage it. Do you want them to build you the new website? What do you prefer?
Is that the one that you sent me an example of?
Yeah, that's just a sample of the layout of it, so you kind of understand how it has the drop downs on it and everything. It's totally up to you.
Probably, but I'd like to look at it when I'm stationary, and honestly,
of course.
I want feedback from my youngest son as well as my oldest son on that.
I put the link. What I did is I put the link to your website in the notes. I'll just put at the very bottom. Might be interested in us creating him a new website. We'll let us know.
Let's just go ahead with it, honestly. Go ahead. I'm going to go all in and trust what you guys
okay.
do.
Okay. And I'll have them talk to you a little bit further about the website just so that you have more of an idea. And listen, at the end of the day, the decision is yours, whether you want to go with it or not. It's not going to cost you any more than that, okay, than what you're already paying. I promise you. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
No,
I just asked that to have it. Okay.
I'm licensed and insured.
Beautiful. When you verified the business, did you verify it with your home address by chance? Because I noticed there was something that showed you in Nolensville or Nolensville. Was that old?
Well, that was a business cafe.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to separate between my home and the business
without
adding the expense right now of a full-on office.
Yeah.
So I actually have to set it up again. That is where my business is currently listed, but that business cafe has gone out of business, and so there's one just up the street that I'm going to need to move everything over to.
Okay. So currently it does show at that one address though, right?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do is this.
Fill out a form, pay a couple $100, and then wait a month or two for the state to do their thing.
Okay, so right now it's showing at the 7171 Nolensville Road, right? Okay. I just want to make sure that they know that that's your address. That's where it's based out of, because the 50-mile radius is going to go off of where you PIN verified the business. Right, when we're doing
correct.
The Facebook advertising. That's why I wanted to just confirm that with you. That address won't appear anywhere, just so you know. I just want
and
to make sure that we know.
That was intentional because that is the area that I do want to service.
Yeah.
The area that my home is and my location is, not a strong market.
Yeah, that's okay. No worries. And I put you for the 50-mile radius is what I put for the Facebook ads. That's as far as they will reach. But know that with Facebook ads, we could target even, you know, specific zip codes within the 50 miles or whatever you choose or just the 50-mile radius. It's like drawing a circle around where you're based out of currently on the Google business and putting a circle like 50 miles around it and throwing a blanket. That's what it covers. Okay?
Right.
And your hours of operation, let me go back to see what it reads on your profile. It currently shows 7 to 5, Monday through Thursday, and Friday is 7 to 2. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what are the typical – I'm sorry, go ahead.
In a perfect world, that's what it would be. Reality is –
it doesn't always happen.
Yeah, like
18. I get it. No worries, but Saturday and Sunday I do see it as closed. Of course, if you're not, you know, scheduling something on a Saturday, but typically that's what it shows. Okay.
Yeah,
what are the forms?
Yeah,
you just never know. I think Sundays are important. My husband and I used to drive ourselves into the ground working on Sundays when we had our catering business, and it was like, you know what? I finally said, you know, that's enough. Sundays is strictly church and family. And you know what? God sustained us the whole time. It didn't even hurt our side business. Like, we were still catering events. And our financial didn't change with us not working on Sundays. Surprising, huh?
He does that with tithing, too, ironically.
Oh.
Budget doesn't reflect it. Somehow it's there.
Faithful tither. Let me tell you, I've told people, take the leap of faith. I promise you, it will come back to you 7-10-fold. I promise you. Trust me, God has shown me each and every time. So I'm a firm believer of that.
So there's a phrase that Christians sometimes use without thinking about it, and most people use it a lot, but whenever I hear somebody say, it's a coincidence, or, you know, something to that effect, I say yay God, because essentially every coincidence is most likely God moving. He's very intentional, and a lot of people miss him moving.
Oh man, yeah, I agree with you too, most definitely. What, when we communicate with you, Brian, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
All three are fine.
Okay.
I have as a service provider for my phone. And they have something on my phone that is some kind of a spam filter.
Oh, good.
So, well, if it doesn't, it's right probably 95% of the time. But
okay.
When it does not recognize the number, a lot of times, especially if it's not a local number, it will, but even when it is a local number, sometimes it will list it as a spam call and it'll send it right to voicemail.
So what I would recommend, because we're going to be calling you primarily, we'll be calling you from our 877 number. That's why I encourage you to save our phone number in your contacts.
Yeah,
I say that because I've had to do that, like with some, especially with my husband's doctors, because we have Kaiser and they'll call us from like a toll number. And I noticed, why is it blocking it? And then I realized, okay, because I have the spam filter. So if it doesn't recognize the number, so I had to literally put their 877 number in my contacts on my iPhone. So that way it doesn't block it. So that's why I encourage you to have that number saved in your contacts and just put it under local splash. Okay. And then I know you're still driving right now. So when you do have time, I sent your receipt both to your email. I also sent it to you in a text message. Okay. When you get it, and the technician can walk you through it as well, because you'll need to sign it. It's just a couple little steps, but I do want to go over the timeline with you. And then I'm just going to go over the last part of the reminder of your client interview, and then we'll be all done. Okay. So today we're going to call you from an 877 number. Now we're going to be calling you between 2 and 3 o'clock. Just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. I will be sending you a reminder an hour before your client interview, just to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour. So if for some reason, okay, you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. The sooner we get you through the client interview, also the faster we're moving too, okay? So I'm glad we're doing it today. From today, within 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is going to be created. We're going to have you listed in the directories, and you can start logging in and tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, the Facebook ads are live, and if we're building you the new website, I'm going to have them build it, so that website will be live as well within 7 to 14 days. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing with your invoice, we're always going to say for the first page placement on Google that that's going to happen within 45 to 60 days. No matter what, that's always going to be the promise that I give. I have, however, seen many times, Brian, where it has happened sooner. Now, in your case, it could possibly happen sooner, okay, because what you're doing is adding us on as managers. Right? So it could happen a lot sooner, but I will still stick to that timeline because I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay. So we'll send you notifications as each step is being processed. So this way you're aware of the work that we're doing too. Remember, any updates, changes, questions, concerns that you have, you're going to reach out to our customer service department. Okay. But we're keeping you in the loop as each step is being completed. All right. Did you have any other questions?
None that I can think of now.
Okay. I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Brian, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. If I am not on a call, when it's time to call you for your client interview, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to your technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available when it's time to call you, they're going to call you directly. Okay. I'm going to really, really do my best to be available because I'd like to introduce you to them. Okay. And I'm so excited for you. We will talk to you later on this afternoon, and I hope you have a very blessed day and a Merry
Thank
Christmas. If I don't talk to you before then, and a happy and profitable new year, right? 2025
yeah.
is going to be amazing. My goal is to bring 5 more people to Christ next year. Right? That's my goal. At the very least, 5.
That's a good goal. Before we end the call, could I pray with you very quickly?
Please, yes. Please.
Father God, we lift up Nadine's husband to you, Lord, and we ask for you to continue doing the work that you've started in restoring his kidneys, Lord. We know that you are a God who heals, and we trust your word and your promises. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, my gosh, Brian. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's very heartfelt. Amen. Amen. God is so good. Oh, I hope many blessings upon you, your family, and your business. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Have a
All
great
right.
day.
You too. Drive safely. Traveling mercies. Bye.
Bye.